For the past 3 years, Creature Comforts Brewery has been a cornerstone of downtown Athens. They've done more than just contribute to local draft list. The old Snow Tire building has become a meeting ground for non-drinkers and craft beer enthusiasts alike. With each new can release, the line outside the tasting room stretches further down Hancock Avenue. And with a new brewery being built inside the old Southern Mill building, Creature Comforts shows no signs of slowing down.
This is our brew house. This will be the second one going in. And here's the lab, the science lab. This is cold storage, warehousing, a future tasting.
We didn't go look in other states. When we went and approached the city from the beginning, it was, guys, we would like to stay in Athens. Please help us do so. As we looked at properties that were available, certainly Southern Mill was really exciting to us. This was an old, where we currently are in what we call our Snow Tire Brewery. It was the old Snow Tire place before that. It was a Chevy dealership. It was built originally in the 1920s. And it was a really neat process to go through and renovate and sort of bring something to life.
That was Chris Heron, the CEO of Creature Comforts and one of its co-founders. To him, the brewery does more than make good beer. It's the way he and the rest of the company inspire others to pursue their passion.
That's kind of the bigger purpose behind this place. It's like, why do we want to do this? So that others can look at it and someday maybe say, wow, those people went after something that was a dream of theirs and they seem to be really happy and enjoying it. And so, we think there's a bigger purpose than selling beer. And this is sort of the mechanism we use to hopefully inspire others to kind of go down that same path. Can be that little thing to push them a little bit and make them run and go for it. That's an awesome place to be.
Creature Comforts aims to do more than inspire by example. Whether it's showcasing local artists on the walls of the tasting room or hosting the Athens Farmers Market during the warmer months, the brewery has become a place for the community to come together.
It's like the new coffee house, that people are going to gather and commune and talk to each other. The way you do that, I think, is by being involved in your community beyond just trying to get people to buy your beer. But we never want it to be a place where that is at the expense of the local market. We started in Athens for a reason. We love it here. We're building a second brewery in Athens for a reason, and this is where we want to be.
With the construction of a second brewery within the Southern Mill building on Chase Street, Creature Comforts is following through on its promise to not only be part of the community, but make it better. The brewery promises to create 36 new jobs, not to mention increased foot traffic in the Chase Street area. On top of that, the expansion is a chance to breathe new life into a piece of Athens history, an endeavor Chris and his team are eager to take on.
We find a lot more joy in that than we would going out to a green field and just building something up from the ground up, which would be cheaper than doing it this way, but you'd never have the character. You look at that building and there's just nobody builds it like that anymore.
There is no word on when the new brewery is scheduled to open, but that doesn't mean Athenians shouldn't be excited now. The Southern Mill renovation isn't just about giving people a new place to drink. It's an example of a local business thriving and expanding within the community, and that's something everyone can celebrate.
We hope that they'll look at us and beyond the product that we sell and look at us as a company and what we're about. Like, we want to inspire people to pursue their passions. So not only are we going to create jobs, but there will be people who come visit our brewery and who leave doing something that they're passionate about and feeling inspired. And so, I think people should be excited by that.
To hear this and other stories, you can visit our website at radioathenia.uga.edu. A special thanks to Athenia field reporter Sarah Dupuy, who helped to record and produce many of the elements of this story. For Athenia, I'm Robin McIntyre.